2013. Oh, that sounds funny saying 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Lloyd Burrell. That is spelled B-U-R-R-E-L-L. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. All one word, electricsense.com. He offers a written explanation of electrical sensitivity and some very practical solutions. His book is firmly aimed at helping the growing number of people suffering from exposure to wireless technologies and other forms of electrical pollution. Welcome to the program, Lloyd.
Thank you, Deanna.
Well, thank you. We were just... I always worry when we call out of the country, but everything worked out very well.
Yeah.
And here we are. All righty. You have written a book, which I have a copy of. It's a wonderful book. And you also have a couple of other productions, pamphlets, booklets, mm-hmm. EMF Protection Report, and Energy Exercises for electrosensitives. Now, how might people get those two reports?
So the EMF report is a report which you can just basically go on my website, electricsense.com, and download it for free. And the energy exercise report is a report which goes with the book, in fact. So you need to buy the book to get that.
Okay, good. So that's why I have that one. All right, I can remember. All righty. Now, tell us about your story and how you happened to become aware of this very real danger in just about every developed society, every developed country has this problem. How did you become aware of it?
Well, it was by accident. What happened was I was a fairly moderate cell phone user. I didn't actually get a cell phone until about 1997. And I was using it in the course of my work for my business. I was running a small business at the time. And what happened was one day in February 2002, a day which I can remember very clearly, the cell phone rang. I took it out of my pocket and I began to get a reaction. I didn't exactly know, you know, what was happening to me. I'd never felt anything like that before. I'd never heard of any, you know, I didn't even know it was my cell phone. I just felt, you know, something was going wrong. So I spoke, you know, for a few minutes or so, put the cell phone back in my pocket, and the cell phone rang again, and this time it was rather just being unpleasant.
Lloyd, I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, but we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break, and then we'll pick up this story on the other side of the break. Be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. And may I ask what pocket that you had your cell phone in back then?
I had it in my jacket pocket, so my sort of around my waist, at the waist level.
Okay. And so you picked up the phone the second time, you answered the phone the second time. What happened then?
Well, so initially it was just kind of, what's happening? I don't feel well, but I'm not sure what it is. And the second time, it was a distinct pain, which I felt around my ear. My ear started to get very hot, tingling. And, you know, basically I had to stop the conversation fairly rapidly because, you know, I was feeling so unwell.
Oh, my. Okay. So then, where did you, what did you do thereafter?
Well, I just kind of tried to carry on.
And you still didn't
I just
correlate.
Kind of ignored it, you know. Right. I tried to ignore it. I tried to, you know, I think, well, you know, this can't be happening. Never heard of anything like this before. What, you know, this was 2002. Like, you know, never heard of any kind. I didn't even know what electromagnetic fields were, you know. So I just kind of carried on, and then I got to a point where I couldn't carry on using the cell phone, so I stopped using the cell phone. I started using the computer more. My wife started taking calls on the cell phone instead, and then I started getting to a reaction to, you know, other pieces of electrical equipment, like my computer, and like my cordless phone, and lots of other things.
Okay, so your wife kind of took over using the cell phone, but did you still not understand what was going on? Where did you go?
No, I mean, I didn't. This was really the difficult part of it, was this living in this kind of... Actually, I thought I was going crazy because I went to my doctor.
You must have gotten some kind of clue in as much as you had your wife take over the cell phone answering.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's you don't really have to understand anything about cell phones or electromagnetic fields or physics or biology or anything. You know when something's hurting you, you know, and I put my cell phone to my ear, pain, took it away, no pain. So,
okay.
You know, the solution was simple. Don't put the cell phone to my ear. Obviously, that meant, you know, it turned my life upside down, in the sense that not just not being able to use a cell phone, but, you know, not being able to use, you know, other electronics, notably the computer, which kind of put me out of action a little bit. And
right.
I said that was a really hard thing. Was I spent actually 2 years before I knew what the heck was going on with me. And for 2 years, I went to see the doctor. He said it was stress. He gave me some tablets. They made me feel even worse. It kind of dulled the pain, but made me feel like a zombie all day.
What did he put you on?
I forget now what tablets he put me on. But I, you know, basically started off on a course and, you know, I still was getting the symptoms, so I upped the dosage, and, you know, and at the end of it, as I say, I was like a zombie. And then one day, in 2 years later, I was reading an article in my British newspaper, and it was speaking of a guy who had to switch the electricity off at night to go to sleep, and I couldn't use a cell phone, couldn't use a computer, and I said, whoa, that's me. And they gave a name to this condition, which was electrical sensitivity or electrical hypersensitivity. And that was like, you know, eureka. I'm not on my own. And I didn't have the solution to this thing at that time, but already it was a very good feeling to know that, you know, I'd actually got some kind of condition or recognizable condition or disease, if you want.
And you weren't crazy, and you didn't need those pharmaceutical drugs, and you actually...
I wasn't crazy.
Right.
I wasn't crazy, and I didn't need those pharmaceutical drugs. Never been a big one for going to the doctor. And, you know, it's like I would have carried on taking the tablets if they'd have solved the problem. But they didn't solve the problem in any way. They just kind of made it worse, really, made me worse. And they kind of, you know, hid the symptoms. But really, the root of the problem was still there, and that was what I set about doing over 10 years, best part of 10 years, is, you know, finding the solution to the root of this problem.
And after you figured out the solution, then you wrote a book so that the rest of the people who have this electric hypersensitivity don't have to do all the work, right?
Well, they have to do the work,
but they don't have to do the research.
They have to do a lot of work, yeah, because there's no kind of, you know, magic bullet for this thing. You know, there's no pill you can take, or there's no one thing you can do. There's no, like, you know, there's no cell phone diode or neutralizer or gadget or device which you can buy which will make everything go away.
Did you try any devices at all? Because I know there's a... people who now sell these things that supposedly protect you from electrical sensitivity. In fact, I'm wearing two of them around my neck.
Yeah. Well, I tried everything I could get my hands on, basically. I spent a small fortune because I was desperate, you know, because this thing, you know, it's difficult to comprehend, but it's like it hits you, you know, like a 10-ton truck. One day you're fine, the next day you can't go near a cell phone, and, you know, it hurts when you use a computer. I couldn't even use my landline, you know, at one point. I got so bad. So you can imagine ways, particularly, you know, like I say, I'm sort of the kind of person I like to kind of, you know, figure things out myself, and Don't let anything, you know, get me down. And so I was determined to find a solution. And it seems as though there were solutions because of all these companies, you know, promising miracles with these various neutralizers and diodes and chips and so on. And none of them worked.
And they're making some pretty good money, I would imagine.
I would imagine they're making a lot of money, a lot of money. One company, for instance, I do know, you know, who is making, I can, it's pretty obvious they're making a lot of money. And, you know, and some people are, you know, they've got people on their website saying, you know, it's great and it does this and that and so on and so forth. You know, all I can say is, you know, it didn't work for me, and I know it doesn't work for a lot of other people, you know, who are truly electrically sensitive. But I know that people who are kind of concerned about this are drawn to these products, even if it costs, you know, $100, $200, $300 or more, or a lot more sometimes, thousands of dollars, some of these solutions. They're quite happy to pay this money because they think they're, you know, they think they're protecting and safeguarding their health.
Right. Now, I would imagine that, that every human being has some sensitivity to all of this new technology, but perhaps it varies in the degree that people feel it, and apparently you were just very, very hypersensitive. Whereas other people may not be affected or don't recognize that they are affected. So
More to the point. That's more, yeah. This is really the key to the whole thing, and this is why it's so important, is because most people think that they're not affected by this. But the studies show, because what happened to me was I got electrically sensitive, so I knew there was a problem. I didn't need the studies. I didn't need to read the studies to tell me there was a problem. My body was telling me there was a problem. But then I realized that I couldn't just say, oh, hey, there's a problem. I had to kind of read up about this and learn, you know, about the science, the physics, the biology, et cetera, to be able to you know, explain to people in terms which they could understand what the problem was. And the thing is, what the science tells us really absolutely, you know, crystal clear is that these man-made EMFs, electromagnetic fields, they affect all of us. They affect everybody's biology. You know, they don't say, the studies don't say, oh, they affect just people that are electrically sensitive. They affect everybody. But some people don't feel those effects. Some people do. And some people just get, you know, horrible diseases like cancer and neurodegenerative diseases and autoimmune diseases and, you know, tumors and so on and so forth.
And they don't recognize that it's from the EMFs.
Well, how could they?
Right. How could
because,
they?
Yeah, because the thing is, most people, you know, like 99% of the population don't even know that these EMFs, this radiation, notably what we call radio frequency radiation, which is what cell phones, cell towers, Wi-Fi, smart meters, and so on use. They don't realize that we are, you know, we're bathed in this stuff 24/7, and they don't realize that they've got it in their homes. Our homes are full of it, you know. With all these electrical devices. And even if you don't have these electrical devices in your home, it's full of it from your neighbors, you know, electrical devices, and from the, you know, from the utility companies and the telecommunications companies, you know, cell towers. So it's all around us.
Right. And of course, it has come on us incrementally. Probably back in, what, the 40s or the 30s, maybe, they started stringing, I don't know when they started stringing electrical wires across the countries. We are going to take a break, and we'll pick this conversation up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Today is Lloyd Burrell. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. The website is electricsense.com. And we were talking right before the break about the all of the incremental electrical changes, the technological changes since the 1930s. And you were talking about earlier in the broadcast, talking about how are you going to do without your computer and your cell phone when 20 years ago we didn't have either of those gadgets to enhance our lives with? And now we all like our stuff. We all learned how to communicate better, and it's just a totally different medium. But it is causing some problems. We did have a caller call in, and he wanted to ask about a humming noise he hears on and off at night. He thinks it's coming from his wireless internet, but mainly hears it at night and not during the day. And he wants to know if the humming noise could be coming from that wireless connection to his computer. What do you think, Lloyd?
Well, it could be.
Well,
then again, it might not, to be honest. It's... that's fairly easy to, so Wi-Fi is a radio frequency signal. What that means is it's a signal which is working in the gigahertz range, which is about 2.45 gigahertz, so it's a little bit higher than a cell phone. And some people are able to hear, these gigahertz frequencies. personally, I can't hear them, but I know, you know, I get lots of people contacting me through my website saying to me that they can hear, you know, certain frequencies. Some people can hear radar. Some people can hear Wi-Fi. Some people can hear, you know, lower frequencies. In the UK, they've got something called Tetra, which works a lot lower, 400 megahertz. So I would say it's very possible. Obviously, the way to test it is to, you know, try one night switching your Wi-Fi off and see if you're still, you know, getting the same, if you're still hearing the noise. Obviously, the problem is that it's difficult to pinpoint because it might not be your Wi-Fi. It might be somebody else's Wi-Fi. So if you're fortunate enough to live in a location where there is very little background EMS, very little background RF radiation, then, you know, that will really tell you. But if you're living somewhere in a city, you know, or in an apartment or something like that, then chances are, you know, there's other sources of Wi-Fi around you.
Right. And I think probably the caller should just figure out, okay, what am I dealing with? Does he have a smart meter on his home? Where is his computer located in terms of where he is sleeping? What is on the other side of the wall? And as you say, yep. He can always turn off that wireless internet connection.
Well, I'll do that to start with, you know, regardless of, you know, hearing it.
You know, turn it off whether you're hearing anything or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know. I mean, the thing is, these like I said before, these frequencies, these man-made EMFs, are affecting everybody. So, you know, this listener is fortunate, like me, that he's able to detect these frequencies. You know, now he needs to do something about it. And there is a lot, you know, there's a lot of easy things, like you just said, which you can do about it. And the first really easy thing is just, you know, unplug that router at night, you know, switch that thing off. You don't need it at night. You're not going to be surfing your internet when you're sleeping, you know. So switch that off and get rid of as much, you know, as many electrical devices in your bedroom as you can, because really, you're really setting yourself up for illness is if you're exposing yourself to EMFs during the nighttime.
Right. And I used to have an electric blanket, which, just love to crawl into bed on a cold night and turn that thing up. And then I started reading about the EMF situation. I got rid of that, made a lot of changes in my bedroom. But certainly we can turn off our routers at night, power down the computers.
You know, really anything, I mean, personally, I sleep with my electrical currents in my bedroom all switched off now. You know, you just get such a better quality sleep. But if you don't want to go that far, then you can, you know, just unplug everything around you. And one of the worst offenders is the electric blanket, particularly because of the proximity, because that's the thing with EMS. The big thing is the proximity to your body, the distance between the source, the EMS source, and your body. So if you put an electric blanket on you, you're putting it literally, you know, within millimeters of your skin,
exactly.
Which notably electric blankets, the problem there is with magnetic fields. And then, so the other big problem in a bedroom is clock radios, because everybody's got these clock radios, you know, because you like to wake up in the middle of the night and know what time it is. But these things give off magnetic fields also, notably all sorts of frequencies, but notably magnetic fields, and it's very close to your head when
right.
you sleep. So it's extremely bad news also.
I moved mine way away, 4 feet, well, maybe 6 feet away. I can still see it, but it's not near my head. All righty, we do have to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
And our guest today is Lloyd Burrell. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. And on your website, you have a list of the symptoms that one might experience if they are sensitive, or even if they're not aware of their sensitivity. Could we just go over this list and... number one, you say auditory problems. So tell us a little bit about what are some of the auditory problems. But first, let me ask you one question. You said that you slept in your bedroom, that you turned off all of the electrical input into your room. Did you do that at the switch box, or how did you do that?
Yeah, at the switch box.
Because it could even be coming out of your outlets, right?
I beg your pardon?
It could even be coming out of your outlets, even if you don't have something on.
Absolutely, because the thing to understand is, we think about our bodies in a certain way because there's kind of an accepted thinking on this, which doctors learn in medical school, but. We are actually energetic beings, you know, and there's no recognition of that in, you know, established medical thinking.
Right.
And so we actually we are like an antenna, and we're picking up these frequencies, lots of frequencies all the time. And we are, you know, even when you're in a room with electricity, people think, well, the electricity is in the cables, you know, it's in the wires. Not true. It's not because you've got electricity going through a wire that it stays in the wire. It permeates out into the room at least 6 to 8 feet, if not further. I believe further, but, you know, experts are saying at least 6 to 8 feet. So whenever you're, you know, in within 6 to 8 feet of electric cable wiring, then you are, your body is picking up these EMFs.
Because we are electric beings and we live in an electric universe, correct?
Yes. Absolutely correct. This is the thing, exactly. And, you know, it's the kind of thing, it goes over people's heads, and it kind of went over my head initially. And you think, well, yeah, what the heck? But I think when you kind of, when you get your head around this, then you kind of do look at things in a different way.
So we need to switch off the power to our bedrooms at night at the power box.
Yeah, you mean, the thing is, what I say to people, what I try, and my approach is to try and educate people on this as much as possible. So if you're wanting my advice, I say that. If you don't believe me, I say just look at the research. You know, there's so much research on this. Thousands upon thousands of studies which are showing these effects. And this is what I encourage people to do, is to, you know, discover for themselves. You don't have to believe me. The proof is out there. And as far, what you exactly do to deal with the EMS, you know, it depends on how real you perceive the threat to be. And, you know, obviously, for me, you know, the threat is very real because I can feel it. So I go to this, you know, what might seem a great length. So it's very easy to do. And, you know, I've got a battery alarm clock. And, you know, and my wife,
sure.
she moaned about it initially. But, you know, like, we read in bed and we've got these little lights, you know, we put on our heads, you know, like a miner's lamp. you know, it's, you adapt. And it's
sure.
really a small price to pay.
Sure. I got rid of the cordless telephones and hardwired the phones in, and it was kind of difficult. You couldn't walk around the house talking on a phone. But you do adapt. I mean, that's what we did earlier, before that. So now I'm going to replace my electric clock that is 6 feet away with something with a battery in it. Okay, I'll do that today. So let's go over these symptoms that we might have. You have
the symptoms, yeah, I mean, it's lots of things. It affects, the thing is, you know, you said to me, well, how does somebody know when they've got this? It's very difficult to know, because for me it was obvious, because cell phone, you know, pain, no cell phone, no pain. But if, you know, you just, it's not like one day, but over time you suddenly start feeling more tired, and maybe you're getting like a tingling skin around, you know, when you use your cell phone or when you use your computer or when you're near your Wi-Fi. Maybe you get like a, you know, burning face when you use your cell phone. What I call hot head is like you can feel the temperature in your head increase notably. This is because the kind of this radiation is kind of exciting your cells and molecules in your body. You know, the sensitivity to light was one of the other things which, you know, which I came about me very noticeably. But like I said, with me, it was easy because it was boom. One day it was there, you know, the day before it wasn't. It was very easy for me to see what was happening, that it was, you know, it was my cell phone, it was my computer and all these things. But for a lot of people, it's not that easy, and they just kind of fall prey to all these symptoms, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you need to take this tablet, that tablet, and so on and so on. And I'm not knocking the medical professional.
No, you can. Great doctors out there. We do that on a frequent basis on this program.
Okay. But, you know, and, okay, so you take this tablet, that tablet, but how, so how do you know that it's, you know, EMS that are affecting you? It's very difficult to know.
Sure.
When it just creeps upon you like that, it's very difficult to know.
Well, number one, you say auditory problems, and you talk about the ringing in the ears, the tinnitus, which can be one of the first signs that the cell phone is beginning to affect us. And I know of a lot of people who have tinnitus and have for some time, and they just maybe associate it with something else.
They associate with virtually anything else. Anything else. You know, you go to the doctor, he'll tell you anything but EMFs. You know, why would he tell you it's EMFs? He hasn't got a clue about EMFs. He's not been, you know, he's not learnt about EMFs in medical school, and EMFs is not recognized, you know, as being a problem to our bodies. You know, this kind of, because the EMFs we're talking about here, so there's a certain category of EMFs which are recognized to be a problem, which is at the top end of the scale, which what we call ionizing, which are things like, you know, gamma rays, X-rays, all that kind of thing. So, yeah, the doctor will say, yeah, that is dangerous. But everything else, you know, everything which we, cell phones use and smart meters and so on and so forth, which are in our, is in our electricity supply, what we call power line EMFs, you know, that's all non-ionizing, and that is considered safe because there's no heating effect. This is what they say. There's no heating effect, therefore it's safe. Low-level EMFs, non-ionizing radiation is safe according to the powers that be, but it's not.
Right. Okay, so what other, let's see, you have cognitive difficulties. So particularly this is true with a cell phone because your head is, well, your cell phone right up against your head. And now I have a cell phone, but I use it probably once a month, if that, because I just don't use it because I know it's dangerous.
Yeah, so cognitive difficulties, well, it just means you can't kind of think. You can't string your thoughts together, and it affected me like that. It kind of, I don't know, you just go into kind of a shutdown mode, you know.
Okay, your memory maybe not doesn't work as well, or
yeah.
Okay,
but, I mean,
so
it's also all these things are so vague. It could be anything. All this, you know.
Sure.
Why is it EMFs? How could you possibly know it's EMFs? You know, this is like this. You know, these are symptoms which many, many people are suffering from. You know,
certainly.
Yeah, but nobody's going, oh, well, it's EMFs, apart from a very few. You know, very few experts.
People like you.
People like me and people that are studying it. You know, there's a growing list of experts now which are interested in this field, thankfully, and
right.
You know, they're helping raise awareness on it.
Right. Now, you talk also about neurological effects, which can cause dizziness, nausea, insomnia, all kinds of things. And you say, if you seem to develop the flu when it is not flu season, this might also be a clue that your nervous system is starting to suffer, or it might be that you got the flu shot and now you've got the flu, because that often happens.
Yep. Like I say, it's all really incredibly generic and vague, and it's like everybody kind of suffers from some of these symptoms at some point in their lives, I guess. Or say, like everybody, most people, you know, I don't suffer from any of that anymore. But I guess a lot of people, you know, in this 21st century world, which, you know, we're all running around and texting and cell phoning and Wi-Fi-ing and putting our laptops on our lap and doing all naughty things like that. And then, you know, they're kind of they're falling prey to these symptoms, and it's very difficult to know, you know, what the problem is, to even suspect
and
that it could be EMFs.
And of course, you do run to the doctor, and they can't figure it out. So the pharmaceutical industry is making a lot of money giving you pills that really aren't going to affect what the problem is, what the core issue is. You talk about respiratory problems and asthma. When you get sinus problems, but yeah. Noticeably, children have, I've noticed in this country, that a lot of children have early onset asthma, and yep. They go to the doctor and they get all of these tests, and then they get shots once a week or whatever, which is probably, well, it is dreadfully bad for you to have all this. I mean, it's
the vaccines,
toxins.
All the toxins in the toxins is terrible.
Oh, terrible thing. So one problem is leading to a multiplicity of other problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the wonderful thing about this electrical sensitivity, if you want, the reason why there's so little interest in it is because nobody can, like the, when I say nobody, the pharmaceutical industry can't make any money from it, because there's no pill which can deal with this problem. There's no pill which can cure it. They know that. You know, it's like so many other chronic diseases. We're getting into these, you know, all these complex diseases now, which you know, drugs don't do anything for these things anymore. You know, and so. You know, people that have got to look for other solutions.
Free solutions, as it turns out.
As it turns out, yeah. Because really, you know, the best healer that exists is your own body. And
right.
Really, it boils down to getting in tune with your body and getting back to nature as much as possible. And,
right.
You know, not trying to, you can't live outside the modern world. I live very much in the modern world. You know, I use a computer and I use telephones and Skype and all kinds of things. But I don't use a cell phone. But I guess if I really need to, I could. I wouldn't like to put one against my ear. But, you know, texting and that kind of thing. But it's just a question of using this technology intelligently, knowing all the facts, you know, knowing what the dangers are and, you know, using it appropriately.
Okay. I would like to suggest to the listeners that we do a little experiment, that we all shut down our electricity tonight. Let's see, today's Thursday. That we all shut off our electricity tonight in going into our bedrooms and see if it makes any difference in our sleep. And then I think it'd be good to hear back, maybe... in the chat room. What do you think, Lloyd?
I think it's an excellent idea. I guarantee that, you know, maybe not everybody, but I would guarantee that there is, you know, a significant improvement in your listeners sleeping through doing this.
Okay. Yes, I think we should do this. Because
and
this
obviously...
Would give us a large percentage of people who are experiencing something. It's not like talking to a friend and say, oh, why don't you try this? But if we get to, you know, a few hundred people involved, I think that would be a good project to see if what
it would
what
be
the
an
results.
Excellent project.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, even better still, would not just it'd be not just to switch it off for one night, but keep it off for say like a week.
Okay.
You know, our bodies don't, it doesn't work like that, you know. It's like that's pills, that's, you know, drugs which work like that. So you're not well, you take a pill, 2 hours later you're feeling better. But your body, it needs time to recover. It does think everything gradually, naturally, is gradually.
Okay.
So in one night, you might feel a lot better. But I would think, you know, in a week, in fact, I know in a week, then you will feel significantly better.
All righty. So I think that would be a good thing to do, definitely. Now, you also talked about cardiovascular problems, and I think, well, we have a lot of serious heart conditions in this country. I think that heart attacks are a major cause of death. And when we, for instance, when we have an electrocardiograph, I've had one, I think, when you go and they put this, those little things on your body and they check out.
Yeah.
I think that kind of proves that you do have an electrical body, you know, because that,
yeah,
that is what it is. They're checking your current.
Mm.
I guess that's what they're doing. They're checking your current and seeing if it works properly.
Well,
but we are.
Yeah. The, mm.
We are
the,
going to.
The funny
to,
thing is, I mean, they. Sorry.
We're going to go to a break and we'll pick this up
okay.
on the other side. Be right
okay.
back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Today is Lloyd Burrell. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. And we were talking about the heart situation, cardiovascular problems, and you were going to say something just when we went to the break.
Oh, I probably was, but I don't recall what it was now.
3 minutes is a long time, especially if you do anything during the interim.
Okay,
Off the melagic symptoms. Okay. You say here, while many eye problems can come about from daily work, any that manifest themselves in a short period of time when you had no difficulties before might be traced to your cell phone. Gritty and smarting eyes, changed vision, and the development of tics in the eyelid could well be the result of electromagnetic exposure.
Could well, yeah.
Very interesting.
Maybe this is what I was going to say, but it's. I think this is important. The thing is, I know. We're here to talk about EMFs, and EMFs are really important. But the thing to understand is, EMFs is just one toxin amongst many toxins. And the other thing to understand is that there is a reaction. What the peculiarity of EMFs is that. It seems to have a kind of multiplier effect with these other toxins. So that's to say, if you have a very poor diet and you're exposed to high levels of EMFs, then you live in a big city where there's a lot of air pollution, and so you've got a lot of toxins in your body. And then if you're exposed to EMFs as well, then there is kind of a synergetic effect between these various EMFs between these various toxins and EMFs. And this is what, creates disease. And that's what is important to understand. So that's why it's, the list you read out, it's just who's not had one of these symptoms at some part, at some part of their life. Everybody, I think, has had symptoms on that list. But can we say that it's due exclusively to EMS? I don't think so. That's not what I'm saying anyway. What I'm saying is that it's a toxin. It's probably the most important, significant environmental toxin, of our time now. But it's not just EMFs the problem. It's all these toxins which we're exposed to and which accumulate in our bodies, and this is what's causing the illness.
Right, and if your immune system is weakened, then you are going to have the effects of the environmental toxins a great deal more. All right, we do have to go to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.